Russia on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
In his room on the Thames embankment, Gregory Keene turns the next page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
So Max Rubenstein, the expatriate art dealer with the galleries in Old Bond Street, was Reuben Janis, the collaborator, the Gestapo informer, the traitor. And his associate had been Levitsky, the man who'd told Paul Bonnet, as he lay dying, that the Gestapo horde had been transported, he didn't know how, to London. Yes, we wanted Max Rubenstein. We were sure now that he was the man who held the spoil, the man Demetrius had come to London to rob. But that wasn't all. Someone had seized Hedy Bergner. That was the thing that was driving me crazy. It couldn't have been Demetrius. We knew she must have left her block of flats willingly, so it was someone she knew and had confidence in. Ridgway swore he knew nothing. Neither Digby Mitchell nor Paul Bonnet was responsible. I sat in my room at the embankment trying to find a way of linking Hedy with Rubenstein. How could I find Rubenstein, and where was he? And where was Hedy? Where was Hedy? Where was she? By whom had she been taken?
Well, Hedy, surprised to see me? I really am Peter Ridgway.
Oh, no, you're dead. They killed you.
They obviously didn't. Demetrius told you I was quite definitely dead, didn't he?
Cuts.
It's not a scrap of use appealing to cuts. You're at the end of your rope, Hedy. Better take it quietly and give up.
What do you mean, I'm at the end of my rope? Cuts will go to prison for this.
Cuts brought you here with the idea that Demetrius might come after you. Cuts thinks rather a lot of Major Keene, and he thought this was the only way to break you down. It has, you know. You've been in this attic only 24 hours. And in those 24 hours, your life as you know it has come to an end.
My life has come to...
Yes. Demetrius and Yachty Bloom were captured an hour ago. It's all over, Hedy.
I don't believe you, Ridgway. I don't believe you.
It'll be in the morning papers. How Tommy Cutts took you from your flat. How he brought you to this house. How you were kept in the attic. How he managed to get a message to Demetrius. How Demetrius and Yachty came out of hiding and tried to get into this house.
Well, where's Major Keene? If this is true, where's Major Keene, that's all. Peter Ridgway, it couldn't be true. Where's Keene?
Right here, Hayden.
Keene. Oh, Keene, is it true, Ridgway says?
Don't move, Ridgway.
Tell me, Keene, is it true?
Is what true?
Is what true? It's not. Oh, Keene, you were just in time. Ridgway's crazy. Oh, Keene, darling, how did you get here? Take me out of here. Please take me out of here.
So you were lying, Ridgway.
No. What I told you in the hospital was true. I didn't know a thing. Cutts brought her here. Only Bonnet worked it out that she couldn't possibly be anywhere else. As you apparently did, too.
Yes, as I did, too. Come here, Hedy. Where's Cutts?
He's downstairs working the wire recorder. If you hadn't got in here somehow without disturbing him, in another 5 minutes we'd have had the truth out of her on record.
Listen, fellow. When you're completely on your feet, I'm going to take you somewhere, and you're going to get the worst going over you've ever seen.
Because I'm not a mutton-headed idiot, and because I've too much sense to fall for the coldest-blooded female since Messalina.
Why, you...
No, Keene, not now.
Look here, Ridgway. I'll put up with just so much. I don't care whether you've had a knife in your back or not.
Oh, get out of here, Keene. Get out of here and run yourself into the ground with her as quickly as you like. When you've nothing else to do, just shut your eyes and listen hard. That cackle you'll hear will be Demetrius laughing and laughing when he's not whistling his tune. Go on, Hedy, whistle it for us. You must have heard it 1,000 times.
Please, Keene, get me away from here now.
I'll see you tomorrow, Ridgway. And you and Cutts will have some accounting.
I understand, do you, Gassner? Max Rubenstein's here at the sanatorium now. In a moment, he'll be here in this room to have a look at you. We've told him you're in a drugged stupor. See that you play your part.
You're.
All right. I'll get down on that cot. Rumple it up well, and yourself, too.
Yossi, go and bring Bookman and Rubenstein.
And remember, Gassner, You're not to listen to a word uttered by Rubenstein. He's under, shall we say, a misapprehension about what's going to happen. You know, Yachty, Bookman, and I know, but Rubenstein does not. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Here they are. Come on in. Ah, Rubenstein. Well, I think you'll agree we've done rather well. Come and see what you think.
Is he conscious?
My dear fellow, Bookman here surely told you he's under the influence of some drug. Chloral hydrate, you said, didn't you, Bookman?
Could he be turned over?
Certainly. Yachty, a little more. There you are. Well, what do you think?
His age and height are correct. Perhaps he is a shade heavier. Hair? Are his eyes the same shade? Yes. Yes, there is quite a resemblance, though not a flattering one, I must say.
After he's been over the edge of a quarry in a burning car, my dear fellow, I don't think there will be any quibble. When he's found, you will be presumed dead. Have you brought the things to put in his pockets?
My watch? A valuable one.
You can buy yourself another out of your £500,000. What else?
My cigarette case? A unique piece. Readily identifiable. My wallet? Some papers in it may survive the burning. This ring, also unique. My cufflinks. And, of course, a complete outfit of my clothes.
That should do very well.
Only one question still remains to be finally settled. When do we leave for Norfolk, and when do you actually kill him?
We leave for Norfolk in an hour. We should arrive at the quarry about an hour after midnight. We make use of Gassner the moment we arrive. Then we return at once, collect our booty, and go our own ways. I expect to be headed for Portugal within 24 hours, and while I should be delighted to offer you an easy way out of the country, I really don't think you'd accept.
Since you bring the matter up, I shouldn't. I am such a poor swimmer.
Yes, yes. It would be a temptation to help oneself to the other £500,000. I'm sorry to be in such haste to get away, but certain complications have ensued.
Oh, the fact that Gregory Keane is looking for me and has probably identified me as Reuben Janus?
Not only that, although it does make you an encumbrance. No, Keane's man Cutts has seized Haiti. He's holding her in an attic in his house, presumably in the hope that she will betray us or we will come to her rescue like a troop of Boy Scouts. It really is very naive of him.
You can't take this so calmly.
My dear fellow, I know Haiti. There'll be nothing they can get from her.
But what becomes of her?
Well, much as I regret it, she'll have to be left behind. Even when she learns we've gone, she will hardly be in a position to say anything. Her neck will be forfeit. I assure you, we've nothing to fear from Haiti. Nothing at all.
Would it be too much to ask how you propose to leave England?
Yes, I'm afraid it would.
So there remains nothing now but to drive to Norfolk and conclude our work.
Correct. Bookman here will drive his car behind us. You and Gassner, our victim's name turned out to be Gassner, by the way. You and Gassner and I will travel in your car, which, of course, will hardly be serviceable when we're finished with it. Then we'll return here in Bookman's car, leaving poor Gassner at the bottom of the quarry.
And what about Yachty Broom? Where will he be?
Yachty? Oh, Yachty will remain here. I like to think we have someone on hand at the sanatorium to keep an eye on our treasure. You may have friends, Rubenstein, who could conceivably call for it in our absence. I'm sure you understand.
I am bound to admit your arrangements could scarcely be improved upon.
I completely agree with you. Now, if you'll lead the way, Bookman, I thought we might have a brandy or two. We've a busy night in front of us, and our project is almost finished. So why not relax for half an hour? We've a good deal to congratulate ourselves upon, don't you think? I'm perfectly certain I do.
Try to calm yourself, Haiti. You're back in your own flat now. Just tell me how Cutts managed it.
I trusted him implicitly. He said I was to do as he told me. The instructions came from you.
Yes, but how did he get you out of the flat?
Well, there is a closet under the stairs in the foyer, a large one. My hair is short, and if you remember, I was wearing slacks last night. He had a hat and a coat, a man's hat and coat. He told me to put them on in the closet, and we waited there for maybe 5 minutes and then just walked out.
Leaving the two fellows I had watching you flat-footed, eh? What happened then?
He took me to his house.
There was an elderly lady there.
Ah, his Aunt Minnie.
And Sally Jones, who worked in the Red Feathers Club once. They brought me meals and everything, but soon I realized I was a prisoner. Oh, Keen, is everyone mad but me and you? Cut said he thought Demetrius would come and get me. What is the matter with Peter Ridgway and his sister and Mitchell and now Cuts? Are they mad? Why must they think I work with this dreadful Demetrius? And why did you tell even me that Peter Ridgway was dead?
You know why, Eddie?
Yes, I suppose I do. Oh, Keen, I adore you. You know that. But how much longer must this go on?
Not much longer. We're coming to the end now. We're after Max Rubenstein.
The art dealer?
Yes. He, too, has disappeared. Dropped out of sight 12 hours ago. When he turns up, we'll take one more step for...
Oh, just a minute, Keen, darling. Yes? Yes, just a moment. It's for you.
Hmm. Hello? Yes? What's that? Well, have you been out to local police to see if he's there? Finally back in an hour, eh? Right, I'll come along straight away. Goodbye. I have to go, Hady. We've learned about a house in Norfolk and the man who owns it. He may be hiding there, and he's the man who brought Demetrius to London. You know who I mean, don't you?
Who?
Max Rubenstein. We were on the way to Norfolk within the hour, but I felt as though only half of me was there. 10 years I'd had Tommy Cutts right there behind me, but that night I felt I was alone. And although I didn't know it, I was keeping a rendezvous with Demetrius. He was on his way to Norfolk, too.
Max Rubenstein attempts a double cross in the next chapter of this story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.